Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, please, the magnificent name of Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Manana Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? And can God be the glory? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, Afghanistan, Iraq. You name it, literally all over the world. And can God be the glory? We'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom, and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God praise. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. You're doing a tremendous job, Dr. Hagan, and we praise God for you. Amen. You have been with us a while, and we always treasure the things that God has done through your life. Thank you so very much. One like you. Amen. Such a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank all of you on the blog line. This is a line dedicated to giving God praise. This is one of the main components of the new awakening. Amen. To give God at least 1,000 individual thank yous. And combined with all these nations joining us, over 195, I'm told. And all these nations coming together, we're giving God around over 3 billion praises. Amen. Because we have over 100 million different listeners, and at least 3, let's just, at least 3 million of them are coming together to give God all these praises. And if 3 million people give God praise like that, 1,000 praises, that's 3 billion praises. Not 100 million, as has been reported to us that are on this blog line, but just 3 million, not 100, but 3. That would be giving God over 3 billion praises. Amen, and we thank him for it. I know the devil's mad about that because he doesn't want God to get praise. That's what he was trying to do in heaven, to take the praise away from God. And y'all got to hear my message called Witchcraft in Heaven. Witchcraft in Heaven. I think I will preach it on the prayer line. We have a prayer line every morning at 6 a.m. And may preach it on the blog line, but it's called Witchcraft in Heaven, an eye-opener. But thank God on this blog line, we're asking God to destroy every witch, every warlock. I'm going to Numbers, the 24th chapter. God can let the curse be reversed. Be careful if you trying to put something on us, the man of God, or the woman of God, Ambassador Dr. Benny. God will reverse the curse. And when you whisper something about us, it will reverse and be on you. My God. I can prove it to you by the word. I don't have time tonight, but I can prove that to you by the word of God. And it's in Numbers, the 24th chapter. You have to know how to look for it, but it's there. Amen. So I want to thank God for his presence and for his favor. On the youth prayer line tonight, we talked about how to pray, what prayers will do. But it's so important. Prayers can change anything. Amen. Prayer will turn things around. And tonight, we've come to pray, but we didn't really come to ask him for nothing. We just came to thank him. Yeah, prayers are so important. Look at Jabez. Jabez just said, Lord, bless me indeed. And he got in the Bible. Amen. Just by saying, Lord, bless me indeed. Well, I know there's some things that the Lord put on my heart to do have already been recorded. You know, I thank God I went on a 1,000-day fast. Didn't even mean to go on it. But after I came off of it, I said, Lord, nobody's going to believe it. He said, don't worry about it. He said, your witness is already in heaven, and your record is on high. I don't pull it out many times, but any time I remind God of my 1,000-day fast, oh, my God, he does miracles and brings people out of whatever they're in. I didn't realize what God was doing then when I was on it, but after I came off of it, God spoke to my heart and said, son, you didn't know why you were fasting, but I had you fasting for people who are going through struggles, people who have their back against the wall, people who are going through heart pains and heartaches. He let me be bruised and wounded so much because he wanted me to be able to pray for people who have been bruised and wounded. And so it's a wonderful thing to stop and thank him 1,000 times. Somebody said, well, no, I don't have to thank him 1,000 times. I can thank him 1 time, and God will bless me. God bless you. I don't choose to thank him 1 time. I choose to thank him 1,000 times. You go on with your 1 time, and let me just be myself and thank him 1,000 times. And let's see what the Lord does. Amen. Let's just see what he does. God, we just praise you. Let me pray for you. If you want to make a prayer request, go ahead and make it to the Lord, and we'll pray in general here. Take about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, to make your prayer request known to the Lord. I'll come back, and then we'll pray and begin to thank God 1,000 times. This is your time. Take about a minute and make your prayer request known.
Hi, this is Sheila Brown at 913. Would you all please continue to keep the whole Brown family and the McCullough family in prayer?
The Brown and McCullough?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Good evening.
Uh-huh.
And this is Mother Wilson, and my request is to seek more of the Lord and that he would give me more wisdom and understanding and that I would be able to hold my peace when I need to and speak when I need to speak.
That's good, Mother. That's good. Now, let me understand something. I'm not shocked, but I'm just rejoicing. Because normally when you come on the line to make a prayer request, it's normally you got pains on your legs and et cetera from arthritis. But tonight you're talking about something different. I'm just so surprised. What happened with all those pains? Come on.
I'm trying to ignore them. They hit me every once in a while, but I'm trying my best to believe that God's going to deliver me because they went in my heel. I'm just trying to keep my mind off of them.
All right, let me show you a couple things here. May I?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, 6 months ago, you were having pains all the time. Am I wrong or right?
You're right.
Now they're hitting you sometimes. All right. But I would say the Lord is giving you signs and wonders that he's healing your body. Now,
I believe
6 months ago, the pains you were hitting all the time were all up around your hips and your legs and your knees. Is that wrong? Yeah.
Shoulders.
And now you say that they're hitting you every now and then in your heels. I would say at least they move down. Look like they're on their way out to me.
And I'm believing that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, you have to learn. I've been preaching this to y'all. Don't get mad at me because I know some of y'all are senior saints. But I have to show you this. I've been preaching to you that you have to learn recognize a miracle.
Amen.
And if you Learn to recognize a miracle. You'll get more miracles from the Lord. But one of your testimonies should be, oh, I want to thank God for my miracles. I used to hurt all up here and all there all the time. And now every now and then it's hitting me. And then what you do, you position yourself on this prayer line for somebody to want to pray for you that God would complete the healing in your body. And just acknowledge it and see what God will do for you. Amen. I hope I'm not being out of order by saying these things to you. I'm just trying to be blessed.
You have it, man.
Amen.
I want to say this about stuff that hurting I had Sunday morning in my knee, and that sore, and it's gone. And the pain is not there like it was. And I just thank God because I've been walking on that leg, and the other one want to act up. But I'm trying to ignore that, too. I'm believing God.
Amen.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Another thing I'm going to show you, just go to thanking God that it's gone. As we're going to do this 1,000 times a night, you ought to be in there saying, Lord, I want to thank you in advance for taking that pain out of my heels. I want to thank you in advance for taking these pains out of my whole body. I want to thank you. You may still feel it, but see, that's faith. I've been preaching that to y'all, that faith is a grain of a mustard seed will move mountains. And you thank him in advance. That's what this prayer line is about, this blog line. Getting people to thank God in advance for what they have faith to believe in to do in their life. Now, it will work. Amen. I thanked him on that plane when he gave me this. Don't let people fool you and say it came from over here. No. I was on that plane, and I said, Lord, you've been so good. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. The Holy Ghost woke me up when I was trying to go to sleep and said, why don't you? Why don't I wait? You thank God 1,000 times. And I thanked him that day 1,000 times. I didn't know how to do anything like that. But God showed me how to thank him 1,000 times. And when through thinking 1,000 times, I realized a few things. Number one is that it only took me about 15, no more than 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times and being a math curiosity seeker. I began to think, well, what if I can get 1,000 people to thank him 1,000 times? 1,000 times 1,000. Yeah, and God began to show me. I think that's 1,000 times 100 is 100,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000 thank yous. But 1,000 times 1,000,000 people thanking him 1,000 times is 1,000,000,000 thank you. That's the way my mind works. Don't think, just let me be me. God raised me up to be me. But I realized that in the math, I knew if I could get he began to move my mind. If I could get 1,000,000 people to thank God 1,000 times, that's 1,000,000,000 praises. And I knew then we. Finally, it was revealed on the blog line that we had over 100 million listeners. I said, well, if we can get at least 3 million of those, not the 100, but at least 3 million of them, to thank him 1,000 times, 3 billion praises. And since we're doing that every night, 3 billion praises a night. Now, do y'all think that the devil would be glad about that or angry with about that?
Mad and angry.
Yeah, he would be angry about that because that's what he's been trying to do all the time up in heaven. That's why we had a war in heaven, because he was trying to stop this praise. And so now heaven, they kicked him out, and he came down here. And now the Lord moved on to Bernard Johnson, thank him 1,000 times, and now he's got more than that on his hands now because he moved on so many on the blog line to thank him 1,000 times. So I don't have to worry about being hit so much because all of y'all are with me.
Amen.
You'd be just mad at me, furious like that. But now he's mad at y'all too. So he knows it's gone. People in Africa, Asia, India, Russia, all in Germany, all in France, and just keep on naming. People will thank him 1,000 times soon. Hey, man, it's gone now. It's gone now. It used to be so that the enemy was trying to make me think he was going to kill me before I could tell y'all about it. Amen. But the Lord let me tell you about it. And a lot of y'all, oh, my God, y'all have caught this thing and moved on. Not only thanking him 1,000 times, thanking him 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10 times, 10,000. Amen. And let me tell you, see, you gotta know how my mind works. See, that's where I get that knowing that if Jabez could just say, Lord, bless me indeed, and get in the Bible, God's writing new books. Look in the 20th chapter and the 19th chapter of Revelation. He's writing new books. If he got in there by just saying, Lord, bless me indeed, do you think Dr. Pfeiffer and do you think Dr. Stern, ambassadors Stern and Pfeiffer, and who have thanked God, I know Ambassador Stern thanked God 10,000 times in one day. Do you think she's going to be in the new book or not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's where I get all these, some of y'all things, these things you ain't never heard before, but they make sense. If God is writing new books, the most prolific writer of all times was not Luke. He was prolific, but he didn't touch God. God wrote the Bible. And the number one writer of all time, and the number one seller of all times is God. The Bible is
Amen.
The number one seller of all times. And
Thank
do you think the number one seller of all times, books, the number one writer of all times, you think he's just going to write one book and let that be period? No, no, no. The Bible says that he's writing many other books. And I can prove it to you. Yeah, I can prove that to you. Let me see, and then we're going to thank the Lord. Let me see if I can find this real quick for you, because I don't want to get into a lot of teaching tonight. I just came to thank the Lord. I can put that to you. Yeah, look here in Revelations, about the last part of the 19th chapter of Revelations, and then the 20th chapter. Yeah, right here. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to find it for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
In Revelation, 20th chapter and the 12th verse, and I saw the dead, small and great. This is the ending of the world revealed here in Revelations. Now, in Genesis, they talk about the beginning of the world. In Revelations, they use symbolism, and they talk about the end of the world. Here it is. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now, that's people small and great standing before God. And the books, that's a S, B-O-O-K-S, were open. And right there, I can rest my case right there. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more. And another book was open. See, the one y'all talk about all the time is the Book of Life. And whose names are in there? Those who are saved and those who are not saved. That's who, when they read it, if your name is not found in that, you'll go to hell. It's the Book of Life. Either you have life or you have death. And the dead judged, the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. In other words, who have lived on this earth, you, me, somebody else, will be judged out of the things that were written in those books. Now, let's tell you, God's writing new books. Who you think is writing the books? It's here, the revelation, the end time, according to their works. In other words, that's why I keep saying to y'all that some of y'all may be going to heaven, but if you get there, you ain't going to have nothing much when you get there. I'll prove it to you right there. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So I'm trying to tell you that if you haven't done nothing for the Lord and you're not, you don't have nothing in those books recorded according to their works. You didn't do nothing down here, so, I mean, what can I say? See, some people who are great down here won't be nothing up in heaven. Why you say that? Because they ain't got nothing in those books. So they don't have any works. Even in their giving, the rich people, they might be rich down here and be noted down here, but they won't be nothing when they get to heaven. Why? Because they invested all that money into the works of the world, not in the works of God. I mean, that ought to make sense to you. If you invest in everything down here in this world and don't invest in God's world, in heaven to come, according to their works, you're going to be judged. You ain't going to be much of nothing up in heaven if you make it. Because
Amen.
You invest in God's kingdom. Does that make sense to y'all?
Amen, it does, Pastor. Sure do. Yeah.
I'm reading this out of the Revelations 20
Amen.
And 12. I don't have time to get into a lot of teaching tonight.
There.
But it's right.
Thank
it's
you.
Right there in the book. Open your eyes and begin to see that. And the books were open. Not the book of life. Because it says, and the books were open. And another book was open. That's just another book.
Amen.
What's it called? Which is book of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where, you know, they call the names of those who go to heaven and hell. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the B-O-O-K-S.
Man.
That's the first book. I said, and the books were open, B-O-O-K-S. Then it says, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the B-O-O-K-S. That's talking about the same books. I tell you, he's writing new books, y'all. Writing new books.
Yes.
The Bible is always going to be here. But he is opening, he's the author of new books. At that time, he will be the author of new books. And the book of life, one where, you know, it's recorded who has been born again. But the works are written in these new books he's writing. Read that and see, don't you interpret it the same way. And if you have a different interpretation, let me know. But I'm reading it to you. See what you think. And I saw the dead, small and great. See? Small and great. That tells you right away that there's going to be a delineation between those who have been invested in who have works. I saw the dead, small and great. Those who were nothing or who ain't nothing up in heaven. And those who are great in heaven stand before God. It's Revelation 12 and 20 and 12. I'm reading it just like it is. Stand before God, and the books, B-O-O-K-S, were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. But now, then it says this, but the dead, or and the dead, were judged out of those things which were written in the B-O-O-K-S books.
Amen.
According to their works. Does that prove to y'all that God is writing new books or not?
Amen.
Books.
Yes.
God bless you. That's Revelation.
Yes, Lord.
Read it for yourself.
Thank you.
The revelation was not given to me by Bernard Johnson. It was given by the Holy Ghost. Let me see. See, and then Daniel tells us that in the last day, God reserves secrets that are being revealed in the last day. And it says that they're revealed to his prophets and his people. Yeah, there's secrets that have never been revealed before in this last day. Some of y'all don't even recognize it. You got on this line, you've heard things you've never heard in your life. And you even won't tell that, you know, I guess you think it makes you look small to admit it. You never heard them in your life. See, God reveals secrets, and that's a sign that this is the last day. Because he reveals some of the secrets in the last day. He saved them for the last day.
Yeah.
I can prove that to you, but I'd be out of time. I'm out of time already. All right, let's go. Amen. Let's thank God for all these prayers that have been placed before him. And one that was made open, Sister Brown, and the McCullough family, the Brown family, McCullough, Mother Wilson, amen. And then your prayer request has been unspoken. Father, grant all of these requests. I pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, not only are we asking you to grant all of these requests in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
But we're asking you, Lord,
thank you, Jesus,
to grant all these unspoken requests too. Oh, in Jesus' name. And bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless. We praise you for it, and we thank you for it.
We praise
you. We give you all the glory. Good day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless you. Let's just thank God. Amen. Asking Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Hagan, if you would open up these lines where the people can be heard as they thank God with me. Oh, God, well, thank you, thank you. Your line is open. Feel free to thank Him with me. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ambassador, I'm sorry. Prophetess, I'm sorry.
Yes.
If you have a word, please give
yes.
tonight.
Yes, I got a word. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can y'all hear her?
Okay. Can y'all hear? Can anybody else hear me? Somebody talking too loud.
I can hear.
Come
you.
Come on in. Y'all can hear us.
Okay. Okay. What I'm going to go. Okay. Earlier today, I was praying. Thank you, Jesus. And I heard in the spirit for the peoples of God that when you buy toilet paper or Kleenex, pray over them before you use them. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
Contamination. And also start stacking up on bottles of water. Get as many bottles of water you can. Start stacking up on it. Water. Keep water in the house. Woo, Jesus.
And
thank
pray
you,
over
Lord.
That toilet tissue and clean it.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Let me ask the people, those who I've taught how to recognize a real voice of God, do y'all think the Lord sent that or do you think the devil?
The Lord.
The
Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
Recognize that the Lord sent that to you?
Amen.
Why would the devil start tell you to pray over the toilet tissue and the Kleenex
mm-hmm.
that you use? Well, you don't
Amen.
Know where it's been. How many of y'all know
mm-hmm.
where it's been? You don't even
That's
know
right.
where you don't know where it's made and what went into making it. So
Amen.
Right.
Or the devil. The Lord sent that.
And also, Pastor, and the people that be at the beauty shop, the people that doing the beautician, they're going to have to start, be careful with who put their hands in their head because it's transporting different spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't put their hands in their head. Hallelujah.
Let me ask you, who sent that, the devil or the Lord?
The Lord.
And also watch the different hair dye, the different tints of hair dye. Glory, Shabbaha. Thank you, Jesus. Watch it because some people can't use their horse that dye. Make sure they wash the texture of the hair. And even different weeds, and pray over that before you even put it in your hair. Just pray over. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I was talking
Amen.
About a while ago, some of y'all ain't never heard the stuff y'all hearing on this line. Well, that makes sense to
yeah.
me.
And I'm
yeah.
hearing it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. And also I'm
yeah.
hearing that and I'm also hearing pastors that the seasoned women on this phone they need to come step up more. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's
Thank
amen,
you, Jesus.
Women the younger women and newer women, they looking up to them. They looking for what they say. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
They are
Amen.
Teachers.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they lead by an example. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, but these things
Thank
make
you,
common sense, too. You don't know where that hair
mm-hmm.
has been that you bought. You don't
yes.
know who made it.
That's right.
Might be a bunch of homosexuals. Because, you know, they into that type thing. It might be a bunch of
yeah.
homosexuals that hair.
Right.
Amen. And you just said, oh, it's all right. Make me look good. You don't know who.
Right.
Yeah, they carry spirits. Might be a bunch
of
lesbians.
Pray over.
Because
yes,
they,
right.
You pray over. Amen. Bind the devil. Whatever
Ooh,
I bind, you bound in heaven.
That's right.
Not trying to scare anybody, but I'm just saying it makes
mm-hmm.
sense because that's speaking. Because you don't know what it has been. Pray over it if you're going to wear it. Pray over it and ask God to bind every
Pray
evil.
Over it. Amen. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a new thing here. We're going to have to be praying over this toilet tissue. Amen. And clinic.
I'm still going to start praying.
Pastor, can I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I know a young man right now, that I've been telling him, be careful who put the hands in your head. I said we need you and I, and we all need to stick to one beautician. I said, wait a minute, if y'all need someone to do the hair, I said come to me and we're gonna pray and stick together. Okay? They listened. They about 2 weeks ago, they went to another beautician and they had some type of whatever that the beautician put on his head. Do you know his head just, his eye just swole up, his whole face like a vampire?
Oh
I had to
God.
Rush his to the emergency room. See, people better, when God sent a word, they better listen in the name of Jesus.
All right. Thank you.
But when I be hearing earthquakes and storms and divers places, pray for a storm, pray for water, pray for winds, and contamination of water, it's going to get more,
uh-huh.
You're going to hear about more contamination water more than ever.
Yeah.
Right, want to back up on the water.
Amen.
Y'all heard
Amen.
About that contamination in Flint, Michigan? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, you better backing up on water, y'all.
It's also
Amen.
It's also in California.
It's
back
what?
Up on what?
Start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
That's right,
thank
you.
Backing up on water. Yeah.
Even I started today. Thank you,
right.
Jesus. I want us to beware. And doctor, I'm going to put it back in your hands. Thank you.
You got to get it. But the Lord just say it was for the blood. I don't think he did. Why don't you bring that prophecy to the prayer line tomorrow?
I'm
going
to
call
it. I'll talk to you later.
I'm going to call that a praise report. So be ready. Amen. Praising God. He saves His loving care.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay,
thank you. Anybody else have anything you want to say? All right. God bless you. Have a good night. Oh, my God.
Good night.
Amen.
Thank you.
Did y'all learn anything on the prayer line tonight?
No, most definitely.
I said, did y'all learn anything on the prayer line tonight? On the blog line
Yes,
tonight?
Sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir,
God
Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
All right, now, I want to ask you, God told me to tell y'all to bring, don't be selfish and to bring other people on this line, on this blog line. Amen.
Amen.
Do like the Lord led me to ask you, and you'll be blessed. Yeah. See, some of y'all need a financial blessing. You wonder why it's not coming. You didn't obey God. It was a blessing in it. Yeah, a blessing in it. Amen. So let's obey God and see what God does for us. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Thank you. Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Tell Dr. Betty we say hello.
We sure will. God bless you.
God bless y'all. Thank you.